get it started.
Oh, damn it. Hold on a second. Hold on, I gotta start over here again. I gotta, hold on. If I cut you off, I'll call you back.
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
Oh, it worked, okay.
What'd you say?
Good deal. Here we go, then. Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Miles, how you doing? Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year, and last week's show was probably in my top three favorite shows we've done.
Seriously? Your top three?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
I don't know if I would say top three, personally.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, it might make the top 10, but top 3, I don't know.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Oh, I know. You really did, because it took you back, you know, to the days of, I'm so sad. My name is Miles, and I'm so sad.
I'm grooming this band, this Gunk UK.
Yeah.
You know, I'm grooming them.
That sounds dirty. You're grooming them for what?
For superstardom. So.
Superstardom, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Not just stardom, superstardom.
Superstardom, yes. They'll be playing outside of, you know, Cook County someday, and that'll be good. So.
They'll be picked up for possession any day now.
Probably. So if you get a chance, listen to last week's show.
Oh, good, yeah. Man. No, it was good. It was fun.
It was awesome.
It was fun. Although, I kind of like the shows where you embarrass yourself more, myself. But
Hey, that wasn't on me, man. That wasn't
partial.
About me. That was not about Miles, okay? That was all about those guys.
I know, but I mean, I like the ones where you embarrass yourself.
Oh, I know, yeah, I got my thing, got my zipper or something like that.
No, that was...
I know.
I like it when you embarrass yourself.
I know. I know you enjoy that.
Goodness gracious.
Wow.
I'm
tired. Beers. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, beers,
man.
Excuse me, Chris. Gramps.
Hey. Murray, I gotta get the phlegm out here.
Mm-hmm. Get the splunk out.
So, I wanted to talk real quick about, KiaCon. That was what I was gonna talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did this KiaCon thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You went out and visited KiaCon and had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You of the go out and have a good time nature that you have there.
Yeah.
And so then I put together all this footage into something that was somewhat watchable.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's out there on YouTube. So if you go to, just search KiaCon, or if you go to youtube.com/BobLament, it'll be out there as a video to watch. It's also on the Static Radio site if you want to watch it. So it's kind of fun. It's just a. Miles meandering through KiaCon, I guess we'll call it. So, but anyway,
it's in Keokuk, Iowa.
It's in Keokuk, Iowa, right? Hence the KiaCon.
Mm-hmm.
KiaCon.
Yeah, KiaCon.
KiaCon.
ChakaCon.
That's right. That's what it sounds like. It's ChakaCon and Rufus. Wasn't that who that was? ChakaCon.
Oh, I didn't know there was a Rufus.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh.
So anyway. What I normally do is and this, you know, I just do nice things for you.
Yeah.
Basically, I make these things.
Thank you.
And then I will go ahead and I'll spin off a couple of DVDs for you to give out to your friends or your family or your mom or whatever, you know.
And thank you for doing that. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. I'm not looking for the.
I thought you were gonna be like this whole and never get thanked or nothing.
No, I'm not looking at. I'm not looking for that.
Okay.
So, but the thing is, right, so I go ahead and make these DVDs, and then I'm also sending you back your original, right, so you can, you know, reuse it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I package it all up, and I'm gonna send it over to you, right? Well,
right.
Of course, the cheap nature of who I am means that I have to send it the cheapest way possible, correct?
Right.
So I go to my neighborhood friendly post office, United States Postal Service, and I said, you know, I want to send this the cheapest way. And they're like, oh, that'll be first class.
Yeah.
And I said, no. I go, isn't media mail cheaper than first class? Well, you can't send that media mail. Well, why not? She's like, because you can't. And I go, well, it's just some DVDs and a video. Isn't that media?
Yeah.
So I proceed to get in this little bit of a back and forth with the postal lady, which probably wasn't a good idea on my part, to be honest with you.
Right.
And she's like, well, no.
Yeah.
I go, well, what do you mean? I go, she goes, you could send a book. And I go, no, well, isn't that book rate? You know, I've got a little experience in the postal department myself here. So.
Yeah, right.
And so she's like, well, and she pulls out this piece of paper that looks like it was, you know, it's like Microsoft clip art du jour or something like that all over this piece of paper. It tells her what can go and what can't go.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, is it a commercial DVD or a game or anything? I go, no. She goes, well, you said it was a DVD? I go, yes. I go, but it's not commercial. I made it.
It's me lovemaking is what it is. All right, sir, that's enough.
And so she goes, and I go, so wouldn't that be just, you know, under your rules, you know, queen of the world here. Isn't that media mail then? Well, I guess so. Because it wasn't anything commercial. I made it, you know.
I made it,
so it's not like it's, you know, we're not selling it or anything.
Yeah.
And so she lets me pay my $2 or whatever it was, $2.50, to send it media mail as opposed to regular first class.
Right.
Which probably was only 20 cents more, but I was being a dick. You know?
Right.
It's the principle of the thing.
It's a madhouse.
It's a madhouse. So I get accosted to send you a couple of DVDs and your original tape. So she goes, you know this is subject to inspection.
Security.
Did you hear what I just said?
It's subject to inspection,
yeah. She slips that in as I'm paying for my, you know, it's subject to inspection. And so, you know, being like little Miss Smarty Pants.
Right.
Trying to get me all upset or something. And I go, well, go ahead. You can watch it if you like.
That's me making love. Beautiful, sweet, sweet love. Really?
So, yeah. So go ahead and watch it. Maybe you'll like it.
Hey, biatch! I'm talking to you,
that's
biatch!
Right. So, but then, you know, I was all cool in the post office, and then went through, I paid my $2 or whatever and got it out the door.
Right.
But then when I got to my car, I thought to myself, holy shit, Miles' original tape's in there. Who knows what the hell's on that?
This is how you separate the marijuana.
Yeah, who knows what, you tape over these things 100 times, who knows what's on the tail end of that thing? It'd be like, okay, camera, it's 1999, time for my 100th wanker session on this tape.
How many wet towels can I hang for myself? Let me see.
So that did scare me a bit. So I'm glad it arrived safely when you told me earlier.
It did, yeah. It didn't look like anyone had looked at it or commented on it.
But I want to tell you, this lady is how hardcore, these people, I swear. When I got home, I looked it up, and there's nothing that says that you can't send a commercial DVD through media mail. It's all full of shit.
Sir.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Right now.
Between them and the TSA, I don't know what the hell we're in for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stupid people at the post office, and then you got all these TSA people looking at your wanker when you go through the security checkpoint.
All right.
Did you see that, by the way? Did you see the millimeter scan pictures?
No.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't. I'm surprised you didn't pick up on this at all.
No.
You go out onto the thing and look for, like, TSA, you know, millimeter wave scanner or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I saw it on Gizmodo.com, by the way.
Yeah,
but they have they say, how hard is it to take one of those, you know, it looks like an X-ray kind of thing, right?
Right.
So
right.
A person's nude body. How hard is that to make it look like it's like something like a picture?
Uh-huh.
And somebody got a hold of one of these of some nice young lady, and were able to make it in Photoshop, just do a couple of filters, and bang, you got yourself a picture of a naked person.
That's disgusting.
Oh, please.
Wait, what was that again? Can't say.
Yeah, well, I saw it on Gizmodo.com. You can look it up.
Gizmodo.
It's a gadget thing there. So.
I gotta wait on wax.
I thought you would have been all over that. You'd be like,
no.
I gotta get me a job at the airport as a TSA.
I will. I live by the airport, so yeah. I just
now
yeah.
You still have like the outlines of like where the belt buckles and any metal was, but the rest
right.
of it's still intact there. So
wow, like the tingly naughty parts.
Mm. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Hey, I'm packing. As you can see, I'm packing. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm packing.
I think you're probably unpacking if you have what you're saying. So that's what's going on here. It's all...
Did you get a body cavity search after being, like, rude to this lady?
No, I didn't. Thank goodness. Although I haven't been back in yet. I'm waiting for my comeuppance, you know, for taking this lady to task.
Have you run into this lady before, or is this kind of a...
Oh, yeah. They're always misquoting rules as far as...
Like
I
the same
tell.
Exact lady?
Probably, because I mean, I usually go at the same time of day, so.
Yeah, you mail stuff a lot, so. Yeah.
I do mail stuff.
You love to mail stuff.
There's something about mailing stuff.
I don't know when you do it, but my God.
And, you know, that's a great segue, Miles. Speaking of getting stuff in the mail.
Yeah?
You can get all your pet medication via the mail.
All right!
If you go to petmeds.com/static, you can get 10% off plus free shipping on orders of $39 or more. Right?
Right. I'm
yeah.
There.
So
I'm
then you can get
right
all
now.
Your pet's medication by mail. And I think we did this with our dog's worm medicine recently, and we got our deal. We got our 10%.
Yeah.
And it's 1-800-PET-MEDS, but you just have to go to petmeds.com/static to get your 10% off.
Could you get some flea treatment for my dogs? Could
what? Some flea treatment? Oh, you want me to put that on my bill?
Yeah, could you just pony that up?
I'll media. I don't know if I can media mail it to you, but I will try to do that. Although I think that my wife took care of that. So.
Oh. Okay. Well. Whatever.
I don't know if you're going to be able to talk her into it as easily as me. So.
I have a way with your wife. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I will talk to her, and
yeah.
she will be mine.
Yeah. You know, today's 10-10. You know.
Yeah.
01-10-10. Isn't that wild?
Wow.
I was just writing that down, by the way. So it made me think about it. But, yeah, petmeds.com/static. There you go.
There you go.
So what's up with you besides trying to scam me out of your some worm med or some – what did you want? I forgot already.
Flea meds. For that.
Flea meds. All right. Flea meds for your dog or for your cat. You need some of that stuff that makes the cat not throw up everywhere.
We do have that problem here, we do.
Yeah.
So, anyway, kind of bummed out this week, I guess. I don't know.
You're bummed out? Why would you be bummed out?
Yeah, the guy who took me to my first and only frat party.
NAMBLA had, party? What?
No, it wasn't NAMBLA. my first and only frat party, he passed away this week. So.
Oh, was he a fairly young guy then?
He was an older gentleman. He was like a friend of the family, kind of, sort of, you know. And
I can see where this is going. It's not going any place good, I can tell you that. Right?
Miles, would you like to sit on my lap?
<That's Hey. right. laughs> How come you're playing Santa and you don't have a beard or nothing?
Oh, I'm Jehovah's Witness.
That's
I guess.
Right. Jehovah's Witness.
I'm on the fence.
Oh. I'm the Yahweh. Have you seen
Yahweh?
Yahweh.
I don't know. Some crazy thing.
So was he like your father's age or what?
A little bit younger than my dad. Yeah, he kind of knew my dad a little bit. You know.
Oh, okay. He took you to a frat party and he was your dad's age.
A little bit younger than my dad.
I think I need to know more about this frat party. How old were you again?
Like 12.
There
13.
Wasn't a donkey or anything involved, was there?
No, it was. I was at a college. I've gone to several colleges.
Yeah, you're a career college man. That's for sure.
And I won't mention which one it was, but I was at a college. And,
I would. I'm gonna guess.
No. You don't have to guess. It just. Or to protect the identity of the disease.
Oh, okay. No problem then. Did he teach there or something? Was it some kind of weird
thing? No, he kind of knew my dad. And he's like, listen, I know your kid's new to campus. And
so you were 12? What are you talking about?
No. Oh. God, Jesus, joking me. Joking about
well,
me.
Well, I didn't know if you were like some kind of child genius or what.
I know.
Doogie Howser action going on. I don't know.
Me, child genius. Yeah, okay,
well,
yeah.
It certainly doesn't figure into today, but you never know.
I had bounced around a lot of colleges, I suppose. And
yeah.
I don't know. I was probably about 19 or 20, I suppose. 19.
Okay, there you go.
I don't know. Anyway.
Hey, Miles, let's go to a frat party.
And well, he had like an inn. Like he was like a legacy or something. He's like, hey, come on.
Dorfman. He's a legacy. He's legacy.
It might as well have been, yeah, because he goes, Miles, I'm going to get you drunk and laid tonight.
Really? Well, I'm...
not with him. But
I was going to say, that's sort of pretty much almost sounds like a threat the way you said it there.
You know, Miles, I...
and you're like, I hope I'm really drunk.
What is Israel Hypnol?
You'll notice in my right pocket is some condoms, and in my left pocket some gel. Please use liberally.
Miles, this is a roofie colada. And, I heard that somewhere.
Roofie colada. Okay.
No, I don't know. This guy still had an inn. You know what I'm saying? He had an inn.
Yeah, his legacy.
Yeah, he was like a legacy. So he's like, don't worry, but I know, you know, your dad, and, you know, I kind of owe him one, so you're going to, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, sure. I didn't know anybody, no one on campus, like, no one. So I go, who's going to know whether I make an ass of myself or whatever, you know, like I
probably pretty good chances there, yeah.
So he's like, all right, I'll be outside the dorm, like 7 o'clock, I'll pick you up.
Yeah, where that red number you got.
Them cute running shorts you got, them real cute running shorts, and your wife beat her.
You ever see Flashdance, son?
You're a maniac, Miles. So he picks me up, right? Yeah. He's like, here, come here, help me drive.
Here, you can sit on my lap while we're driving.
Wait, didn't we just drive past the frat house? Yeah, we did. No, he's like, we get there, right? And it like just started. You know, everything kind of just started. He doesn't tell me this, but it's like a costume party.
Oh. Or you dressed as his little bitch? What?
No, yeah, I was like Dorothy from Wizard of Oz, I guess. I had on the brown one. No, I didn't. No, I was like in, you know, blue jeans and a shirt, you know.
It's a costume party.
It's a costume party.
Who are you coming as? Well, I'm coming as Dahmer, and this is my victim.
He puts the lotion in.
Yeah, nice.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
What the hell are you supposed to be?
I'm Biggs. Yeah. And this is Reese.
There you go. Nice.
So I don't know how long we have to go with this show or not. I'm going to go over it with this story.
Keep going.
I probably have told you this story, but so it's kind of like in the basement of this house, if you will.
I bet it was.
And they have like...
Doctor.
They have like some kind of like... They have it partitioned right in the middle. Like they have like... They've built like some little... raised area right in the middle of it, right?
Yeah, all your honeys can go over on the left side.
And so I'm there, and this guy kind of like just disappears, you know? Like in Star Trek, like he's been beamed up or something, like he's just gone. Like,
and you don't know anybody.
Yeah, like I'm trying to look cool. Like, oh, yeah, all right.
That's an impossibility. Okay, go ahead.
Like, well, at least I can have some beer, you know, or something. You know, so.
Yeah, we get drunk. Yeah.
I'll drink all this stupid frat beer, you know, who cares?
Yeah, what the hell?
I start getting drunk, so I start, you know, taking Billy Idol's advice and dancing with myself, if you will.
I don't have any idea where this is going.
I don't. And then I take off my clothes. No. No, so I get close to this partition, and I see there's this guy dressed up as a priest.
Uh-huh.
And he's, like, above the crowd, right?
Okay.
And he summons me up there to the raised platform, right?
Okay.
I'm like, uh-oh, what's this? But I was drunk. I was like, all right, yeah, okay.
Okay, forgive me, Father.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah,
I was supposed to get drunk and laid tonight, so where's the...
Oh, bless you, my son.
Where's the vajayjay?
Yeah.
So,
you're not getting that.
He's got this big tank of water set up.
Uh-huh.
And he's baptizing people.
Oh, Christ, okay.
So he summons me up. He points at me. He sees me. He points me out. Hey, he's like, hey, loser.
Yeah. Hey, loser.
Hey, Dorfman, get up here.
Yeah.
I waddle up there.
Now, that time you didn't waddle, though.
Yeah, well, no, I wasn't skinny, but I was
like, you limped up there, I think.
I limped up there, and I just about, luckily I got my glasses off, because he grabs me by the neck and like almost throws me in this water, man. I'm like, whoa!
Nice, he drags
right?
you, yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't inhale the freaking water, and he throws me off the riser back onto the dance floor. Here you go, her.
Hallelujah.
Luckily, I held up my glasses. I'm like, shit.
Yeah, that sounds.
I didn't know those Catholics did this shit.
You know? So you were baptized at the party? Is this?
Yeah, it was my first Catholic service too. I guess I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well,
I was a priest. I don't know if he was ordained. I don't know.
Now, were you giving service or were you receiving service?
Neither. Actually, I was dancing with myself.
Okay.
I'd like no, but you know, like
so.
Cause, you know, like people like, oh yeah, what are you doing here? You know, where do you belong? What's
yeah.
your?
What's your sign?
You
know,
whatever. What's your sign? Hey, what's your sign, cutie?
Hey, you what, fatty? What's your sign?
I'm like, oh, just that dude over there brought me here. Where's that dude? Because I'm like, I look like I've totally snuck into this. Like, I don't belong. You know, I just totally. I always wear like togas.
I'm a legacy, yeah.
There was actually a guy walking around in blackface like Al Jolson. I'm like, oh, geez.
Oh, nice.
Holy cow.
So hey, what happened to your escort there?
I don't know what happened to this guy. I don't remember what happened to this guy. And,
how'd you get home?
Well, I'm getting to that. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
This is a long story. I'm sorry. Am I going over?
No, keep going.
Am I going over? Okay. So I got to pee, you know? You drink all that beer.
Yeah, after you get your head dunked, usually you got to pee. Whatever.
Because they had, like, different rooms, like, different, like, religious-themed rooms. I don't really remember what it was all about, but there was, like, a different shot in every room or something. I don't
okay.
know. Like, I don't know what it was. But I go, man, I got to pee, right?
Right, yeah.
It's this big house, so I go in what I think is the bathroom, which it is, and this dude grabs me. He's like, hey, what are you doing? I go, what? I'm going to go pee. He goes, that's for the girls. What are you doing?
You got to go outside?
I'm like, what? He goes, the guy is upstairs, dude.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, okay, sorry. No one hit me to that dude. Sorry. Yeah. You know, uh-huh. I didn't know it was part of your etiquette. So I go upstairs. And I go in the bathroom, lo and behold, that's full of girls.
Right, yeah. Hey, that's the place to be.
So what does Uncle Miles do? He whips it out, and yeah. Yeah, I took care of business right there.
In the hallway or what?
No, in the other bathroom, in the upstairs bathroom.
Oh, with all the ladies?
Yeah. Because I'm usually, like, very pee-shy around people, you know?
Yeah, oh, there you go. Well, you're
that
drunk.
Night I wasn't. I broke the curse. I'm like, I'm going to do it. I don't care.
Well, did you get you laid?
No. No, I was one for two on the promise I was given, unfortunately. I was drunk, though. And I had, so pretty much, you know, it was getting late.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone had realized I don't belong there, basically, because if you don't belong in that group.
Right, yeah, yeah. It's pretty odd. Well,
yeah,
pretty
you're pretty obvious, much like, yeah. Oh.
Hey.
We have nothing to say to you, basically.
Yeah.
You're less than human, please.
I don't
lady.
Care if you are a legacy.
Christ, I felt like one of those prawns from District 9 or something. Like, get the hell out of here, you daddy prawn, you know? I mean, Christ. So I felt like, get out of here. Yeah.
So
Sign the paper. I did, you know, I do. Actually, I did know one guy I went to high school with that did go up there. He goes, because I told him I was going to this party. He goes, well, after that, come to my house, come to my dorm,
yeah,
or my apartment or whatever it was. I'm like, I don't remember how I got there. I must have either walked or I found that guy again. I can't remember which one it was.
Okay.
But I get to my buddy's apartment. I'm like still soaking wet from my baptismal experience, my Catholic conversion I went through there. I don't know what it was.
But, right.
I wasn't given any wafers or wine. Well, I guess I might have had some wine. I don't know. But... And now my buddy said, oh, yeah, show up anytime, blah, blah, blah. So I get there, and he's boning some chick. Like, oh. I can tell, like, I totally have showed up at the wrong time, right? He's like, oh, Miles, you showed up. Oh.
So, what, you, like, walk in on him or what?
Well, no, I knocked, and I mean, it took a while for them to answer the door. You know, she shows up. I think she was just kind of wearing like a long shirt or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
He's kind of like wearing just like some sweats. You know, he's like, oh, hey, wow, we weren't really expecting you to show up.
So you're saying that our whole universe could be a piece of dust.
Yeah, that's right. Luckily, he gave me some dry clothes. He's like, oh my God, dude, you are like soaking wet. Because it was like, I don't like January or February when this happened. I mean, it was cold out, too.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
when you
it was
walked
weird.
Over there, you're all wet. Yeah.
I don't remember if I walked there. This guy gave me a ride. I don't even remember how I got there, to tell you the truth. So I got to crash at my buddy's house.
Oh, he let you stay?
He did, and I think he finished up what he was doing. And, he had like a 2-bedroom apartment, I think. I don't know. I'd fall asleep, so.
Oh, my gosh. That's
I should have said, hey, listen, I was given a promise earlier tonight. And I don't know how your girl feels about sloppy seconds, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm up for anything.
Yeah.
Now, so.
Towel off, no. Jeez.
So I woke up the next day, and that was it. And, yeah, I kind of stumbled home the next day, and that was it, yeah.
So did you ever see this dude again, or what?
I did, yeah, I did several years later, yeah. I did see him.
Did you say, where the hell were you?
It wasn't really talked about. Yeah.
The fact he lost you, basically.
Miles, you're still alive? I paid those guys to... Oh, never mind.
That's right. They're supposed to drown you. There's some priest and...
You're supposed to hold you underwater, for grace. So, yeah, that was my first and only frat party. So that was
that's good.
Not a great story, but it is a true story, as I recall. So that guy
as
passed
I recall,
away.
Yeah. So he passed, the guy who abandoned you, other than your father, passed away.
Yeah, yeah, so this guy, we'll call him Duke. How's that, Duke?
Duke?
Duke has passed away. How's that?
Duke at Duke University, there you go.
Yeah, so Duke, so.
Nice.
True story. What?
My wife's complaining over there.
Oh, that she didn't go to an awesome frat party like me. Come on.
No, I don't think that was it. So.
Yeah, get drunk and get laid. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Well, that's a good. That sounds good. I'm sorry that your friend or your pseudo friend passed away.
Yeah.
That's a great loss for young people everywhere who won't get taken in and abandoned at frat parties.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, that's terrible.
Yeah.